Right. Two big changes here, Chuck. This has involved something called Fast and Furious, which is an effort by ATF to try to trace the flow of illegal guns from the U.S. into Mexico. And what they did was they would watch these illegal buyers purchase guns in the U.S. and then take the guns into Mexico. But agents were instructed not to try to stop the guns because the theory was that you would see how the system worked. Well, it went awry. Thousands of guns, nearly 2,000 weapons ended up in Mexico. And two of them were found at the scene in December of last year where a U.S. Border Patrol agent was killed in a shootout. It was widely criticized. There have been a number of hearings on this in Congress. And today, the man in charge of ATF, the acting director, Kenneth Melson, was reassigned to a policy job at the Justice Department. And out in Arizona, the U.S. attorney, the top federal prosecutor there, Dennis Burke, has resigned. A senior Justice Department official says, in essence, that the Attorney General Eric Holder had lost confidence in the two of them and that he thought a fresh start was what ATF needed here. So this is the latest fallout over this this operation that everybody at the Justice Department now concedes was a mistake.